everyone. I'm your host, Jennifer Alvarez, and I'm joined here by my guests, Lonnie, Hamlet, and Aaliyah. And we're here at Spot 127 talking about teen dating violence. Specifically, we'll delve into just one aspect of this topic, traditions of allowance. How does this serve as an underlying root cause for teen dating violence? And ultimately, why is this even an issue? Today, we explore all of those topics and more. How would each of you define a tradition of allowance?
For me, a tradition of allowance is a behavior, a negative behavior, which is allowed to be permeated and passed on within a culture or a community solely on the basis that it is tradition and that it should be preserved, even if it's completely disadvantageous to the community or the culture.
I agree with Hamlet, and I think it's like a tradition passed on to younger generations for them to learn something and allowing them to do that tradition.
I would have to agree. It's something that people feel is normal to either their culture or their family within.
So in some cultures, there's an unspoken stigma of the man having to be in charge of the relationship, or the man being the one who quote unquote wears the pants in the relationship. So what do you all think about this?
I think it's not true, because the woman can wear the pants in the house.
Like, I disagree with the man being the only one that is to wear the pants in the relationship. I feel like it's both. It takes both to take part.
It's a little situational. I've seen a lot of instances where the man is the one who is clearly dominant in the relationship. And I've also seen instances where the woman is clearly the one that's dominant in the relationship. If that is something that is agreed upon by both of the people in the relationship and it is clearly consensual, then that's completely fine. But I believe that a lot of times it's not completely consensual, and it's just seen as a societal expectation, especially in the case of women, right? So many relationships are kind of forced into the role of the man needs to be dominant and the woman needs to be completely subservient. And I feel like if that's not consensual, or if it's something that's only how it is because of social pressure, then it's a completely unhealthy way to run a relationship.
So usually in the media, or even as society knows best, we usually see males domestically abusing their female significant other. Though, if we were to reverse the roles here, would your perception of this situation change?
Not really, because either way, it's bad to treat one another bad, and you get no benefit out of it, and it's just not okay. I mean, unless they enjoy it, or, you know, maybe they find it interesting, I guess that's fine, but at the same time, it's like, it's wrong.
I wouldn't like to believe that my perception changes, but it does, because sometimes I feel like I've victimized women, but it is men that can also be the victims.
Yeah, I definitely, whether it be the man who's being abusive in the relationship or the woman who's being abusive, it's definitely not okay. I do feel as though many people take abuse towards men as something that's not as serious, and that's definitely a problem that I think needs to be changed. But, you know, whatever kind of situation it may be, abuse is never okay. And it's good that there are still a lot of people who do see that.
And if someone has grown up in a home that's been tainted with domestic violence, do you think that they would grow up to be that way, or to even think that that's the correct way to act in a relationship?
I would say no, because I grew up in that type of household. And growing up as a kid, I was more happy and kind-hearted, I guess. And seeing my mother getting treated like that is like, I don't want to be nothing like my father. But there are some kids who take it differently and adapt differently to it, so it depends on their situation.
I feel like it depends on the child. I know people either in my family or friends that try to avoid being anything like either their father or their mothers, or to be abusive in any type of way. And I feel like some people try to restrain themselves from lashing out. And there's even people that completely avoid it and don't let it affect them.
I agree with Lonnie that it's not just because you grow up in that kind of household, that doesn't mean that you're automatically going to be that kind of person. But I definitely think that even though me and Lonnie are exceptions to the rule, that there can be a lot of times where and I've seen it with a lot of people that I've known in my life, where people who grow up in that kind of household do become like very abusive people. And so, or they think that kind of relationship is okay, right? And so I feel like even though children aren't necessarily going to be messed up from growing up in that kind of household, it's definitely a big, big, big risk. And I would rather children not have to take that risk.
And in a scenario like this, the victims will actually begin to sometimes blame themselves. So they start thinking, oh, you know, maybe my boyfriend, maybe my girlfriend was right. I shouldn't have worn that. I shouldn't have texted that person. I shouldn't have posted that picture, you know. So this causes a recurring cycle of self-blame. And time again, if this continues to happen, what are the possible consequences of it all?
Yeah, I think one of the major consequences that could happen is that the person would be needing to rely on someone else to that point, or they'll become to a point where they can't be independent for themselves. And they're always going to be wandering around asking for other people's opinions to see if they're doing something right or wrong, so that way they can like change themselves, which is not healthy. But some people can just take advantage of that.
Yeah, like that kind of relationship can really break somebody down and cause damage to their psyches that can never really be repaired.
Do you guys believe that this could possibly cause someone to become mentally unstable or even trapped within the confinements of their own mind?
Yeah, I have a friend that she gets told a lot of things, and because of that, she gets more distance. But at the same time, she wants to know other people's opinions, and like there would be times where she would like force them to tell their opinions to her. And even if it's good, if it's a good opinion, she just got to the point where it's just, you know, everybody thinks bad about me, so that's all she can think, and it's just getting her far away from further people, and just she just wants to like curl up in a corner away from others.
I also have a friend who's in a similar situation. He is in an abusive relationship, and even though he's aware of it, he has kind of put himself into this mental bubble where he refuses to do anything about it or really like acknowledge it in a conscious way, and it's very sad. And I guess that I just would tell people who find themselves in that kind of pattern of behavior that no matter what, you know, the bad part of your psyche tells you to convince you, and no matter what that abusive partner tells you to convince you, abuse is never justified within a relationship, and you deserve better than that.
And lastly, let's relate traditions of allowance to the digital age that we live in. How has this concept become modernized?
At first, I didn't believe that social media or anything like that really amplified the hurtfulness of traditions of allowance. But after having a conversation with you, Jenny, you kind of changed my opinion. And now I've come to believe that typically children are only exposed to negative behaviors from within their own like circle of family and friends. But now, because of the digital age, because everybody's connected to the internet, they have a much wider range of people to look towards as role models and stuff. Like now we have like, you know, like YouTubers and social media, Instagram, you know, Viners, that kind of thing, all of them that children legit do look up to, right? And because of that, a lot of those people that display negative behaviors or traditions of allowance, that's being passed on to these kids who might not have known that they even existed if not for the digital age. So I guess I would say that the internet is kind of like an amplifier for this kind of thing.
I agree with Hamlet. And there's like also jokes about it too. But I guess we came to a point so far that even like kindergartens have like cell phones or tablets or some sort of like electrical device that gives them access to digital media. And one best way I can prove it is that cursing. Yeah, I heard kindergartens curse, and it was very surprising to me because normally when I was in kindergarten, we never said that. The meanest thing we could say is like, "You're ugly. I don't want to play with you anymore." That's the meanest thing we could say. But being exposed to like stuff like this, I guess it would show that this is okay too. to abuse their partner. And normally they seem jokes and memes out of it.
And I definitely agree that the internet can serve sort of as this amplification or as this microphone, as you were saying, for celebrities or just internet sensations to really make their voice heard and possibly spread really bad traditions among young people. On the other hand, it can also be sort of this mask that we put on this really serious issue and we almost humorize it through memes or funny videos. And that is all the time we have for today. Thank you all so much for sharing your opinions and your stories with us today. For Spot 127, I'm Jennifer Alvarez.